You know, we played 60 minutes, which you have to do against the Colts. And, you know, they're tough. They make it work for everything. But I thought our guys stepped up, made some big plays, especially in the second half and the fourth quarter when we needed to. And, you know, all the credit's got to go to the players. They worked hard for this one, had a good week of practice, and, you know, played hard today and just made a few more plays than the Colts did. So it's good to win. You know, we got a long way to go. And looking forward to taking a little time off this week. But, you know, we'll be back at it with Buffalo before we know it. And but it's good to win here.
Can you talk about the defensive approach that you took, playing a lot of, you know, five defensive backs, and how that contributed maybe to the flow?
Yeah, you know, I thought that that overall we played competitively on defense. You know, we had some bad plays, obviously, out there. A couple long pass interferences, give up a 70-yard touchdown on a check down, you know, a couple third down conversions that they made. So, you know, I think we can, you know, do a better job of coaching and get some of those things straightened out. But players played hard, and you know, I thought the matchups that we had, we felt like were the best ones for this game, and for the most part, I thought the players played competitively with them. Bill, you know, we got a couple good pass rushes at the end, and that, you know, that was obviously a key thing for us.
Well, it's trying to play well from behind this late in the game.
No, it's just good to win. It's just good to win.
Bill, you had, I think, a record number of how many yards this game you guys were going to turn it out.
You get two long pass interference penalties, that's going to be a lot of it right there. Yeah.
Can you talk about Walker's impact on the outcome today?
Well, as usual, you know, West makes a lot of big plays for us. They did a nice job in the return game, had some key catches. Obviously, the last down, you know, third down was a, you know, had a matchup on Jackson in the slot, and, you know, he made the play. Tom made a great throw to him. Same thing on a touchdown. You know, he's a tough guy to cover. We know that from experience. You know, when he was at Miami. So, you know, he made some big plays for us today, and we needed him.
Billy, you've been scoring an awful lot of points, obviously.
What were they doing to hold him down?
Well, look, they're a good football team. I mean, they're a good football team. We scored enough to win. That's what's important.
What did they take away that other teams haven't been able to?
They're a good team. They're a good defensive football team.
So you knew you were getting a special player in Moss, but has he even exceeded what you expected from him?
Randy's been great. Yeah, he's been great. He's a smart player. He's a great competitor. He works hard. Knows everything about our offense. Makes great route adjustments. You know, he's a guy you want the ball in his hands in critical situations. I don't think you can give a player more bigger compliment than that. So, I'm excited about a few guys on our team.
So, were they doing anything particular to take Welker out more late in the game? Did you make any adjustments to try to get him open more?
They do what they usually do. You know, they played a lot of zone, played a lot of cover two, mixed in some three deep zone, and pressured a little bit. And that's the way they usually play. And if they did a good job, they got a good football team. They're good on defense, they're good on offense. Got a lot of good players. So,
did you see something there in the fourth quarter that opened it up for you on the last two drives?
No, we went to a no-huddle. We tried to pick up the pace a little bit, and we felt like that, you know, we could get into a little quicker tempo. You know, it seemed like that slowing the game down earlier in the game was probably not working to our advantage. We thought we'd try to pick up the tempo and see if we could, you know, gain advantage on that. So that's what we tried to do.
Can you comment about Rodney Harrison and the role he was playing today, which seemed to be maybe a little bit different than
he was basically playing the nickelback for the most part, you know, on matched up on Dallas Clark, and not exclusively, but he, you know, he did some of that. You know, I mean, Rodney's a versatile guy for us. He can do a lot of different things, and that's the role we need him to play today. And I thought he did, you know, a decent job of it. We'll look at the film, but. Well, as when they were playing a lot of the two deep zone, rolling up outside, there was some space inside. They were matching our inside receivers pretty quickly, and so that created some space for us in the middle.
What happened on that long touchdown pass to a guy? Was it a matter of the defensive backs trying to keep him in bounds and not tackling him?
Just, you know, poor. We just didn't make the play. We can say 2 yard pass that goes 70 yards for a touchdown. It's not where we want to be defensively. It was good. You know, I thought our red zone defense was, you know, we got some big stops down there early, you know, held them to field goals, and that was important. You know, that hasn't been a strength for us this year, but it was today. And, I thought the guys did a good job of covering, did a good job of stopping the run. You know, we had problems stopping the run against them last year. We did better this year, and at least forced them to throw it. Made a couple plays in the passing game. So those are big stops so early. You know, the game could have gotten, we could have gotten pretty far behind early there, and fortunately we didn't.
Phil, you seem really animated. You have to welcome in that third down catch. Well, you have to bring him back. Pretty loud on the side. Is that indication of importance that you felt representing?
I was happy to win. We worked hard. Whole team worked hard. We're happy to win. And when you work as hard as we do and things come out the way you want them to, then you're happy about it.
The Colts had the ball 23 of the first 27 plays, yet after that, interim, you're just behind 3-0. Did that give you a pretty good feeling about things?
Well, not really. I'd like to have seen us play a little bit better than we played there when they had the ball in those 20, however many plays it was. You know, they drove it down. We blocked the first field goal, then held them to 3, but they were able to take the ball, you know, down the field a couple times. That's certainly not what you want to see. But the good news was we kept them out of the end zone, and that was a positive. But, no, I don't like to see a team take the ball the length of the field, honestly, not really.
Are they everything you expected them to be in terms of their quality?
Yeah, they're a good football team. You know, they won whatever it is, 12 in a row, 13 straight at home, coming off a Super Bowl championship. I mean, it's a good football team. What else would they be? My God, just watch them play.
Phil, the pass rush really got to him late. He forced a couple of fumbles. Anything different up front?
We got him in some passing situations. They did a good job mixing in the run, and, you know, it's hard to substitute against them. But, you know, I thought at the end there we were able to get into more of a pass rush mode, and, you know, a couple of our guys made good plays there, and that was important. But they did a good job of, keeping you from getting in a pass rush mode because they mix in a running game and play action passes. And, you know, I mean, they're a real good offense. They keep you from just teeing off on them. The only way you can do that really is get control of the score. And it didn't happen until real late.
Is it satisfying after talking all week about 60 minutes and closing that the second half of the fourth quarter may have been the best of the day for
you? Yeah, well, that's what we said we needed to do. We obviously didn't do it there at the end of the first half, you know, but we did at the end. And that's the only way you can beat the Colts. You got to play 60 minutes. You can't. We can't play part of a game against them. It just won't be enough. They're too good. They made a good play on the one before the half. And ball's up there to Kyle, and Brackett made a good play on the other one. So, and they got a lot of good football players that make some good plays, too. I'm sure Tom would like to have those back, but, you know, they're a good defensive football team. They can rush the passer, they can cover, play a run pretty good.
Phil, if it was Thomas didn't play a whole lot, was that part of the game?
We used a lot of different driving? We used a lot of different people on the defensive front, and so that's what we did.
He used a lot of four-man line early in the game, especially.
We used some four-man line. We used some linebackers as part of the four-man line, and we used a lot of different people up front. Right. Exactly.
What was the reason for that?
We thought it was our best chance to win. That's why we used it. We thought that was the best thing we could do in the game plan.
A lot of people thought this was
I've been saying here for the last 10 minutes, I think the Colts are a good defensive football team. I think they've proven that all year. Doesn't surprise me that they play good defense. And, you know, I thought that we played competitively against the Colts on defense. Wasn't perfect, but it was competitive. And they're certainly competitive on defense.
Do you see this as any kind of statement, you know, when you think about two undefeated teams in this situation, all the hype?
I don't care about all that. Really, it's a football game against the Colts. That's all it was. The other games don't mean anything. The ones ahead of them don't mean anything. It's one game. It was a good competitive football game. Our guys made a few more plays, and that's why we won. That's what the significance of this game is to me. I'm happy for the players. I think they deserved it, and they played hard. Okay, thank you.